Interesting segment on A Current Affair last night, Luke. A local club here on the Gold Coast, the Narang Eagles Soccer Club, under a bit of controversy.
Can I just say, whenever I see a Gold Coast story come up on A Current Affair, I say to myself, wow, this is either going to be really, really good for our city or really, really bad. I get nervous.
Well, it's kind of not great, to be honest. A mother has come out accusing her son's coach of the soccer team for essentially abusing him. She's looking to seek criminal charges. Yeah, physically. She's looking to seek criminal charges because she feels that he's not fit to be around children. Then she wants his blue card stripped of him. They had some footage of the team standing around in a bit of a semicircle with the coach sort of in the middle, and they were clapping and cheering. They just won their game.
How old
is they were doing their team song. 10.
Under 10.
10-year-old boys. And they're standing around cheering and clapping and singing their team song. And this her boy, this young boy, was standing on the end of the circle, and he looked to be just a little bit distracted. He looked off to the left, and you see the coach stop clapping, raise his hand and give him a clip across the top of the head, which she has deemed to be physical abuse. And she's not happy about it. And so the coach he's stood down himself. The club has said that he won't be coaching any longer moving forward, but his son plays in the team, so he's still allowed to attend the games and be at the club on that premise.
Yeah.
And she's not happy about it.
No, and I've got to say, I didn't watch the segment last night, and earlier off-air when we were discussing this and Margot was telling me about it, I sat there and I went, well, that's totally unacceptable. You can't hit a kid. I mean, that's wrong what this coach did. But that's before I saw the vision. Once I saw the vision, I went, oh my God, I actually feel my heart bleeds almost for the coach in this incident, because the incident, in my opinion, from what I saw on the video, it's a slight clip around the ear here. It wouldn't have knocked a hat off the kid. It barely would have put a hair out of place on the kid, in my opinion. And I commend this coach for giving up his time, looking after other people's children. He donates his time to help the community. And then all of a sudden, he's being absolutely lambasted on national TV as being some kind of child abuser. And in my opinion, from the evidence I saw, I just don't think that is the case. He gave him a slight clip around the ear. And it was interesting divide between our radio team here, because Margot was like, no, that's totally unacceptable. You shouldn't touch the kid even as lightly as what he did.
Well, it didn't warrant it, I didn't feel. He wasn't misbehaving. He just was obviously distracted. He looked away. And all he simply had to say was, oi, you know, so-and-so, Joe, look here, come on, we're cheering and clapping. You know, you didn't have to physically make contact, because, I mean, I don't like hitting my own kids, let alone hitting somebody else's, and I would never deem it to be appropriate that somebody else physically contacted my child, whether we want to call it hitting, clip over the ear, whatever it might be.
He brushed someone else
to physically contact my child, unwarranted, I feel, is highly inappropriate.
All of the dudes on our team, Elle, producer Jeremy, all of the dudes, once we saw the vision, we went, oh, he did nothing. Elle, right?
I've heard some verbal abuse to young soccer players that have been really damaging.
Yeah, but not... This physically didn't appear to be anything at all.
Didn't look too much at all.
But what do you reckon? Is it just totally inappropriate to even give a slight clip over the ear to a kid?
Well, you think about it. Teachers aren't allowed to touch students anymore. Right. They took out corporal punishment. We're not even allowed to smack our own kids in public, because that's now deemed a legal offence.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. I mean, I don't think it's warranted either, Luke. You know, and I do feel very sorry for him. It's an unfortunate situation. But I don't think it's okay to physically, you know, touch or contact somebody else's child.